92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Over the last 5 to 10 years, there's been a lot of talk about quality of life, and in particular, our work-life balance, which for most of us leans really heavily on the work side. Parallel to that, there's been a lot of talk about shifting to a 4-day work week. We've talked about this a lot. There have been many test studies done on that subject, and about a dozen countries that tried it have stuck with it because they saw greater productivity and improved company passion because of it. Now, here in the colonies, there's a lot of people advocating for that 4-day work week, but I'm really thinking that there's no way on God's green and mostly wet earth that it's ever going to happen here, and this is why. A new survey from Software Finder, done with full-time employee professionals across America, found that 68% of staff and 73% of managers admit to faking productivity on the job. When you narrow that down to just the sample of Gen Z employees, which would be late teens up to 29 years old, that number jumps up considerably to 80%, which is very extremely not good. The average worker spends about 5 hours a week pretending to be productive. That adds up to more than 6 work weeks a year. And some of them know that their company is monitoring what they're doing on their computer all day, so they move their mouse occasionally. And pretty much all of those people delay returning messages by email or responding to voicemails. But the worst part is that only 18% of those people in the survey actually feel guilty for doing it. So what's your workday like?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.